This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. And on today's show, we have the first of a few a cappella groups from the University of Illinois who will be coming together on Friday evening for a program called I Cappella at Gregory Hall on the U of I campus in Urbana. The concert starts at 7:30. I think the doors will open at 7. And I actually heard about the event courtesy of one of those groups called the Ripcords. They've been around for about, 1992 it was ago. And I was able to meet with a few of their members. I think we actually talked about a week or so ago. And we'll hear some excerpts from their CDs, from their CD, newest CD. And then tomorrow we'll have a few of those groups coming on the program, including the host of the I Cappella event, which is the group called No Strings Attached. So we should have a fun couple of days here on Live and Local if you're into a cappella music. Here, in the meantime, however, a little music for piano by Claude Debussy on Live and Local. Pianist Bennett Lerner playing a romantic waltz of Claude Debussy here on FM 90.9. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on the show today we have three members of the University of Illinois Ripcords, which is one of the several a cappella groups that are on the campus, and we'll find out a little bit where they fall in the hierarchy of who came first and all of that stuff, because I don't necessarily know the answer to that. But the three members with us are the music director, who is Liz Hutchinson, Rachel Winter is the president this year, and Amanda Pearson is their business manager. And Amanda has been my contact so far when I suggested that perhaps we have some of them on the show. And we also have with us their new CD, from which we'll have several examples. So thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Part of the reason that you're here is that you do have a big performance coming up, at least one, one of which is with a bunch of the other a cappella groups, and there may be others as well. So the one that I know about is the one that was going to be called Acatoberfest, but now isn't.
Right.
Who wants to tell us about that one?
I can tell you about it.
And this is Rachel... just lost your last name. Winter. Rachel Winter, yeah.
The event is now called I Cappella. It's November 6th, presented by No Strings Attached, which is one of the other a cappella groups on campus. The groups that are performing are Chandani, Cutting Edge, Show Choir, Girls Next Door, No Comment, No Strings Attached, the other guys, ourselves, the Ripcords, and the Extension Chords. Tickets can be sold on the quad or at the door. On the quad, it's $4 a student, and at the door, it's $5 a student. Doors open at 7 p.m., and the concert starts at 7:30. And each group will be singing about, 10 to 12 minutes.
So that was how many groups total? That was a long list.
That was eight.
About eight of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And is that all of the a cappella groups on campus, or maybe not?
I think there's another... one or two, maybe?
Yeah, there's one or two others, I think, that...
But that's definitely most of them.
And it's interesting because this is one of the only concerts of the year where you'll get to hear all of the groups at once. So that's what makes it particularly special.
You say one of the only concerts of the year. Does that mean there are others where you can hear everybody?
Well, there are other concerts that will include a few groups. So there might be a concert in the spring where you get to hear two or three. It sort of depends on what we all schedule. But this is definitely, I think, perhaps the only one of the year where you get to hear such a wide variety of groups.
And that was Liz Hutchinson speaking, who is the music director. What does that mean to be the music director of the Ripcords?
Well, what I do as music director is I run all of our rehearsals. I'm in charge of things like picking out music, arranging music or assigning people to arrange music. I pretty much just take care of all the musical things as a part of the group, whereas Rachel and Amanda, as president and business manager, take care of some of the administrative things like scheduling gigs and kind of generally overseeing our group operations, if you will.
I assume that you accept suggestions from members about songs and so on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, we are all peers, and so we really all work together to make our group work.
And what got you the job of music director?
Well, each year we have elections, and if you would like to run for a position, like I chose to run for music director, you kind of present a speech of why you think you'd be good at the job, and then the group members will vote and then elect a person to do the job.
So just based on the speech, you don't have to have a resume or any actual qualifications to be the music director?
No, not really. But, you know, as when you're in the group for a year, we get a really good sense of each other's abilities. And so I think that it's pretty easy for us to choose each year because we pretty much know who's going to be the right fit for the job.
How does one get into the Rip Chords?
Either one of you guys want
to
take that?
This is Amanda Pearson.
Mm-hmm. This year, I think we had about 90 girls audition for our group. And we asked them to come in with a prepared piece, and we'll warm them up. And there's a little bit of sight singing. And it's really a hard decision every year, and we just decide who fits better as far as blending goes and who we think would be a really great fit for the group. And we have this every year at the beginning of each year.
And there's how many total in the group?
There's 15 of us this year. It kind of depends every year, but we try to stay at around 14, 15 girls.
And so you try to have a balance between the different parts. Mm-hmm. What are the different parts called in the group?
The different parts, we have soprano 1, first soprano, second soprano, alto, alto 2 sometimes. And then there's a part called the bass part, which is basically alto 2, but it's in the bass clef. So
I was curious whether you followed the soprano alto divisions or if you did like Sweet Adeline's groups mm-hmm. do, and they just use alto tenor baritone bass. Tenor lead baritone bass.
Oh, wow.
For the female voices. They just carry over the terms from mm-hmm. from the male bopper shoppers, which I always find curious, you know, a very different sort of approach.
Yeah.
How do you know when the Rip Chords got started? How long has it been?
Yeah, we do. 1992. So 17 years.
And coming back to a question that I sort of asked while introducing you, where does that fit in the age of a cappella groups on campus? Do you know?
The Other Guys and Girls Next Door are the two oldest a cappella groups on campus. They were started, I think, in the 1960s. And then the Extension Chords have been around, I think, since early 90s as well. And everything after that, No Comment is from late, I think they're around 2000. So anywhere from like 1960 to 2000.
You said yours was 92.
92, yep.
Okay, so you're right up there with the Extension Chords is probably the next two oldest, it sounds like, or pretty close.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, and the Other Guys and the Girls Next Door, that would make sense because they each are or were affiliated with their respective glee clubs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
That's correct. Actually, the Other Guys is still affiliated with the men's glee club. Mm-hmm. The Girls Next Door isn't affiliated with the women's anymore, but
Did they just get sick of the glee club, or why did they? Any idea why they disaffiliated?
I'm not really sure. I think they did it so they could get a wider pool of auditionees, as opposed to just pulling from the pool of girls and women's glee club. They wanted to open up their auditions to all the girls at the university.
Well, it's a big university, so you'd think you'd have a bigger pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the other hand, the glee clubs draw from the same pool, so I guess it depends who's interested in doing what.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to three members of the University of Illinois Rip Chords. Amanda Pearson is the business manager, Rachel Winter, the president, and Liz Hutchinson, the music director. They do have a new CD, which is called, I just lost the title.
Skinker Boulevard.
Yara, where does that come from?
Well, we go to Washington University for road trips sometimes. We sing with the Pikers, which is one of the a cappella groups down there at Wash U. And every time we road trip there, we pass this street called Skinker Boulevard, and it was a funny name. So we kind of just had this emotional, like, connection to it, I guess. We thought it was funny. So we just...
And then we had the idea of pulling from the Beatles' Abbey Road album and making that sort of the artistic design for our CD. We actually have on our CD all of us walking across a street called Skinker Boulevard, so it's kind of...
Is the sign on the... It must be on there.
It's actually on the CD notes. Inside we have a picture.
Oh, there we go. I'm seeing it. Well, as long as you brought this along, surprise, surprise, let's play something from it before we continue talking about the group. What do we want to try first?
Going Under by Evanescence, I think, was the first one we wanted to try.
You want to give us an introduction to the piece and maybe how this fits into the various types of music that you sing?
Sure.
Well, this song is Going Under by Evanescence, as Rachel mentioned, and this is kind of different for us because it's kind of a hard rock kind of feel. So instead of the girly pop country R&B, this kind of deviates from our normal style because it's really intense, but people really like it, so I hope you like it too.
Well, we certainly do as well. Mm-hmm. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here are the Ripcords.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 10,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you, and you still won't hear me. Don't want your hand this time, I'll save myself.
We just heard the University of Illinois Ripcords in a tune called Going Under, which was, I guess you call that a cover of a song by a group Evanescence.
Correct, yep.
And solos by?
by Liz Hutchinson and Rachel Winter.
That is Liz Hutchinson who just said made that introduction. And that's appropriate enough because she's the music director. As the music director, do you get to assign yourself solos when you feel like it?
Oh, definitely not. No. We're democracy in the record, so we all vote on solos.
Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously, oh yeah.
Really? So mm-hmm. everything's a vote, huh?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, does that always work out, or does that sometimes create conflicts or present favorites and leave people out? I mean, I'm sure it's designed not to, but...
Right. Well, we only... Each girl can have a maximum of 3 solos. So you can have as many backups to the solos, but if you receive a solo based on the vote and it puts you over 3, then you're actually required to give one to another member of the group. But overall, I think everybody just really understands that everything is for the best sound of the group. And if that means that they didn't get the solo that time, then they'll try out for another one that they like.
So you have to kind of try out for each solo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This sounds all very complex.
It really is, but I always think that for a group of college girls, we all get along really, really well.
Yeah.
You would expect there to be constant bickering, but there really isn't.
Really
we all
fun.
Really are best friends,
yeah.
and that's
mm-hmm.
what makes it so fun.
What's your rehearsal schedule like?
Well, we rehearse 3 days a week for 3 hours each time. So that adds up to about 9 hours plus gigs and other commitments, puts it at about 10 hours a week.
So an hour of performance time a week?
Yeah, it really depends on what we have scheduled. Sometimes we'll have 3 gigs a week, sometimes we'll have none. It just depends on the specific week.
We also tour high schools in the Chicago area at the end of January and I think end of May. We just tour high schools and we sing our repertoire for them. It's really a great opportunity for us to show kids how to stay involved with music, even if it's something that you don't want to continue on, like as a major, you can still be involved in it. And it's just really fun for us to share our music with kids from all over Chicago. So we have fun with that.
Why particularly Chicago?
Well, that's where we're all from, and we do it during our winter break. So we just kind of meet up, and we do about 3 or 4 schools a day for a week. So it's a lot of schools, and we're in the middle of planning it right now.
You don't mean that the whole group is from Chicago?
Most of the group members are...
Suburbs of Chicago.
The suburbs of Chicago. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, 2 members this year. One of the girls is from Central Illinois, and then... Chelsea, who's our webmistress and social chair, she's from Edwardsville, so Southern Illinois. So she usually takes the train and then stays with one of us and can tour with us that way.
Wow. So is that a requirement of the group or sort of unspoken that you need to be from around Chicago?
Not necessarily. It generally works out that way because that's where we're all from. But we will host girls who aren't from the Chicago area to stay at our houses, and then they can carpool and go to the schools.
I think part of the biggest reason that most of the group is from the Chicagoland area is just because there's a huge pool of people from the Chicagoland area at the University of Illinois, and the people that have the best music programs, people who have focus on fine arts, oftentimes are from the Chicagoland area.
Right. Are you expected to have a certain amount of musical knowledge to get in the group in addition to just being able to sing?
Well, part of our audition process, as Amanda mentioned earlier, is sight singing, and that means taking a piece of music that's notated and being able to read it without having heard it before. And so we consider reading music to be a fundamental skill that we expect our members to at least have a basic knowledge. We don't expect them to be perfect by any means, but reading music is essential for us in our group because we learn music very quickly. And if you have to rely on hearing it before you see it, then it's just going to take too long.
So. Unless you're just one of those geniuses who can do things like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but that won't help you at the sight reading audition.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so I suppose that would tend to then suggest that people do gravitate to the types of schools that have more of a rigorous music program in their schools, which is fewer and fewer schools, I
mm-hmm.
think. So kind of self-selecting that way.
Sad but true, yeah.
Sad but true. So you mentioned the rehearsal schedule. Amanda, you just mentioned that you have a social chair.
Yes, we do.
How are the two? Is rehearsal partly a social event, or is that all work and the social stuff is completely separate?
Rehearsal is rehearsal. Like, we don't really have any social events during rehearsal. As far as social events go, like, Chelsea is in the middle of planning a trip to an apple orchard that we're going to take on Sunday with some of the extension cords. And just kind of fun stuff. There's a kickball game with all the a cappella groups tomorrow, actually, that we're all going to take part in and see if we can play kickball. So just kind of fun events like that, but they're definitely separate from rehearsal.
Well, you actually anticipated a question I might have gotten to later, but we'll address it right now, and that is, how much camaraderie versus rivalry is there between the various a cappella groups on the University of Illinois campus, particularly the female ones?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I think in years past, it's been a little bit more heated between some of the groups. Lately, things are fine. Like, we get along with all the groups really well. And it says something about the members currently in each group. Everybody really wants the other groups to do well and have a good audience and have success in their own groups. So, yes, we spend a lot of time with the extension cords, but we have exchanges, which is where we share like a piece of music or two during rehearsal with other groups. So No Comment, Girls Next Door, No Strings Attached. We'll perform for each other. And again, there's like this kickball game tomorrow. There's a lot of camaraderie.
Well, I assume the kickball game is going to be, that's going to be cutthroat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to you wanna beat them. Yeah. These are three members of the University of Illinois Rip Chords here on Live and Local today. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is FM 90.9. And we might as well hear another selection from your new CD called Skinker Boulevard 2009. What's this one going to be?
Well, this is a track called Signed, Sealed, Delivered, originally by Stevie Wonder.
And this is the one I mentioned in advance. This is the one I'd heard of at least by title. So I'll be interested to hear how you all do it. Before we actually play it, have these tunes all been arranged by your members or by other people or a mix?
Well, it's a mix. A lot of them have been arranged by members of the current group. A lot of them have been arranged by former members of the group, and actually a couple of them on here have been arranged by friends of ours that actually have no affiliation with the Rip Chords, but for example, track number one called Rock Study is arranged by Chris Rischel, who actually is our recording engineer. So we have a lot of friends and colleagues that like to arrange music for us as well.
But they are overall your creations.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Liz has arranged a bunch of them,
yeah.
So, and Amanda. I haven't.
Well, you'll have to get cracking. Yeah. So well, this one, however, arranged by Beth Golden. Who is she?
Beth Golden was a former member of the Rip Chords. She was actually the music director her junior year, and I think that was 2006, 2007.
So once they're arranged for the Rip Chords, they stay in the library.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah, we have a huge repertoire of past arrangements. I think we have about 85. Total. And we actually sell them to high school groups or the people that are interested in. And that's a main source of our income.
Really? Well, maybe let's come around to that after we hear this one. It's Stevie Wonder's Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, as arranged by Beth Golden for the Rip Chords, performed by the Rip Chords on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Hey! Oh, yeah, baby. Here I am.
performance by the University of Illinois Ripcords of Stevie Wonder's Signed, Sealed, Delivered, arranged by Beth Golden and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have three of the members of the Ripcords with us. Amanda Pearson is their business director. Liz Hutchinson is the music director. Rachel Winter, their president, and glad to have them here. We'll have another tune to come, but want to mention before we go any further why they're here in part, which is to promote an upcoming performance. Who wants to remind us of the details of that?
I can do it.
This would be Rachel.
We are performing in a show on November 6th at Gregory Hall. It's called I Cappella, and it's presented by No Strings Attached, which is another a cappella group on campus. It's one of the shows during the year where there's a bunch of a cappella groups it's like a variety of a cappella groups that perform. Chandani, Cutting Edge Show Choir, Girls Next Door, No Comment, No Strings Attached, The Other Guys, The Ripcords, and The Extension Cords will all be performing. $4 student tickets on the quad, $5 student tickets at the door, and the doors open at 7, but the concert starts at 7:30. That's November 6th at Gregory Hall, it's open to the public.
Yeah, well, we'll certainly hope to turn out people for that. Now, is there usually any trouble getting an audience, or does this usually get packed?
This is a really popular show. There's a lot of draw because there's so many a cappella groups performing.
I mean, that's the best marketing tool, is to get more people involved, and then you get all their friends and family and all of that
exactly.
stuff. Liz, you mentioned before we played that last tune that the group sells its own arrangements. Mm-hmm. To whom?
Well, we get a lot of people asking for them that direct high school a cappella groups. A lot of teachers are very busy and don't necessarily have the time to arrange all their music for their group. And a lot of, like we said, we do tour to these high schools. So their teachers can hear us and they might like the way we sound or a song that they hear. And we post a list of our arrangements on our website. And so they can pick out which arrangements they might be interested in and then contact us to get them. And I think they're $25 each. I think that's our price now. So,
since you've mentioned it, what is that website?
Our website is uofiripcords.com.
And the name came about because?
Well, that's okay. That's kind of a story.
Thought it might be. They usually are.
The Ripcords, it's a play on words because of the chord part, but it's actually the chord from Parachutes are called a Ripcords. I think originally the group was... It's rumored, but I guess it's kind of true. People are telling us that the Ripcord started as a group of the Extension Cord's girlfriends. So I think we were trying to keep it in the chord theme, and Ripcords is what they came up with back in 1992.
So. I thought you were going to say that it was originally formed by a bunch of people who like to jump out of airplanes, which would have been beyond coincidence.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course, it would be quite a coincidence, I would think, that the Extension Cord's girlfriends all happen to sing.
Yeah, you know, we don't know if they could sing, but they started an a cappella group. So.
There's probably things we could say about that, but we'd have better to skip. Of the University of Illinois a cappella groups, most of them are single-sex groups, is that right? But there are some mixed. Who's what?
Well, I think... Well, you know, I'd have to look at the actual list. But obviously, Girls Next Door, The Ripcords, and Chandani are all female groups.
How do you spell that last name?
Chandani, C-H-A-N-D-A-N-I. And that's actually an Indian a cappella group. They sing Indian music.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as the male a cappella groups, it's Extension Cords, Chi Town, which is the Indian male group, and The Other Guys.
And so that leaves...
That leaves No Comment and No Strings Attached and also Cutting Edge Show Choir as the co-ed groups.
Okay, and it's No Strings Attached that's technically hosting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The does the hosting sort of get passed around, or is that always their thing, or what does it mean to host this a cappella event?
Well, this show is a show that No Strings Attached does every year. Last year, it was called Octoberfest because it was in October. but they always host a show around this time of the year. And each group can choose to host a show. It's not necessarily a requirement by any means. We actually host one in the springtime. And what hosting means is just you're responsible for picking a venue, picking the groups that you want to perform in the show, selling tickets, things like that. But yeah, I would say each group usually hosts at least one show a year.
Tell me about the genres of music that you try to cover. I mean, do you have a blocks of like we're going to do this kind of music and that kind of music and that's it? Or whatever, somebody hears a song that they like and say, hey, let's arrange that one.
Well, we generally try to stay in the genres of pop, country, and R&B. That's what the group was started as, and that's what we prefer to stay. But with that being said, we also like to have a wide variety of different styles. So we don't want to have 10 pop songs that we sing. We like to have a little bit of country, a little bit of R&B. This year we're actually doing a Christmas song, Santa Baby, and it's a little bit more of a jazzy arrangement. But in general, we try to stay in those three genres of pop, country, and R&B.
And do the other a cappella groups then have their own musical niche as well? Like they, or does this tend to be the genre that they all stick to? Genres they all stick to?
Typically, each group has a genre or a few genres. Cutting Edge Show Choir does more show tunes, Broadway type stuff. Girls Next Door has a similar repertoire, but. Sometimes they do more oldies than we focus on, and they will do some jazzier stuff as well. No Comment is a little bit more eclectic as far as music it goes. No Strings is jazz. The Other Guys and the Extension Cords, we all have pop, country, R&B focuses. Some of the groups will include more Broadway music in their repertoires, but we typically stay away from that.
Well, I know that one of you has to go very shortly, so I want to do another tune and say thanks to all of you for coming on to Live and Local today.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks.
These are three members of the Rip Chords at the University of Illinois. I really do like that name, actually. I used to work for a medical book publisher in Chicago, and... I put together a vocal group from our employees at the time, and it was called the Vocal Chords,
which
I'm sure has been
That's
done
catchy.
Before.
But,
yeah.
That's okay.
But that certainly worked for a medical group. It was not, well, actually, we were sometimes a cappella. I think, actually, we didn't have a piano, so we must have been exclusively. But I'm sure you're way better than we could ever have dreamt to have been. Since we had a much smaller pool of performers. In any event, with us are Amanda Pearson, the business manager, Rachel Winters, the president, and Liz Hutchinson is the music director. And we will go out with one more from their new CD. And actually, before we introduce the tune, this is by no means your first CD.
No, this is our eighth CD. We put one out basically every 2 to 3 years. So we spend those 2 years or year and a half recording, and then basically every member in the group, whether they were in the 1 year or 2 years or all 4 years, they're on a CD.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do it. So, and you try to make all of them have new repertoire, or is there overlap from disc to disc that some songs will be carried over?
Well, we only record one song one time. We don't like to record songs multiple times, but we try to include music from, if we record a CD every 2 years, we try to include music from both years. That is to say, we won't record all our music from 1 year. So we try to have a variety of different people on it and different songs and arrangement types and things like that.
But if somebody wanted to get on your website and buy all eight CDs, they could be guaranteed
it's
that
happened.
All that there would everyone would be completely different. Songs.
Completely different songs, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're after. So, in other words, we're trying to get people to buy them all.
Yes, buy them all.
Please.
And the website is, once more?
uofiripcords.com.
Thank you all very much for coming on. What's the last song?
Last song is called City by Sarah Bareilles.
Thanks very much. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
There's a harvest got your wolves in their clothes whispering Hollywood's name, stealing gold from the silver they see, but it's not me.
Of Illinois, Rip Chords, performing Sarah Bareilles' song City in Katie Nelson's arrangement. Soloist was Allie Golan. That's from their new CD called Skinker Boulevard 2009. And they will be participating with a bunch of other of University of Illinois a cappella groups in a concert Friday night called I Cappella. It's at Gregory Hall on the University of Illinois campus. Starts at 7:30, doors open at 7. And on tomorrow's Live and Local, we'll be hearing three other of those groups, Extension Chords, The Other Guys, and the group that is hosting the concert, No Strings Attached. They'll all be on the show tomorrow from 12 to 1 here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. We have support for today's broadcast in part from the Metropolitan Opera, continuing its series of live opera in high definition at neighborhood theaters. On Saturday, November 7th, the Met presents Puccini's Turandot. More information is online at metopera.org. At 1 o'clock, I'll have a weather forecast for you. At 1:01, news headlines from NPR. And at 1:06, Julie Amacher has classical music for you. Here is a look at our events calendar. Tonight at 8 o'clock, there's a recital by Illinois State University faculty soprano Michelle Vogt. I'm hoping I'm saying her name correctly. That's at 8 o'clock tonight in the Center for the Performing Arts on the ISU campus in Normal. Trumpet player Walter Blanton, joined by trombonist Jim Pugh and other University of Illinois jazz faculty members, present Blanton's piece called Eight, which we sampled on yesterday's show, as well as some music of Duke Ellington and Thelonious Monk, as well as others. That's tonight at 7:30 in Smith Recital Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. Tomorrow on the U of I campus, the Department of Theater continues its presentations of Arthur Miller's play, The Crucible. That's at the Krannert Center, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7:30. And on Thursday evening in the Krannert Center, pianist Vladimir Feltzman performs and is joined in the second part of the show by the Pacifica Quartet in the F minor piano quintet by Johannes Brahms. This is the opening movement. That was the opening movement of the piano quintet of Johannes Brahms, performed by the Artists Quartet and pianist Stefan Vladar. You can hear the complete work performed by pianist Vladimir Feltzman and the Pacifica Quartet at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana Thursday evening at 7:30. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's going to be a sunny afternoon with a high temperature of 54. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, the low 34. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of a few passing sprinkles and a high of 52. We're at 49 degrees. News headlines coming up in just a few moments. This is WYLL-FM and HD Urbana. Operating translators W293-AF Danville and W266-AF Urbana. We are the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'll be back with you at noon tomorrow. Julie Amacher has classical music at 106.